It's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Hello, welcome in. Happy Friday. It's the Connor Happer Show. You're on 1620 The Zone and on 1620thezone.com. Connor Happer and Josh Odson with you. Look at Josh on the YouTube. We're going the extra mile for our YouTube and stream watchers along at 1620thezone.com. Josh was putting up a weather map for the day during the... Oh, there it is again.
Look at that. Well, you know, we're here to entertain, but we're also here to inform the
audience. Not so much here. More here.
Really need that fictitious weather anomaly in the large cities of this state to kick into effect. Or we're going to have a bad time. Yeah.
I saw the guy with the tornado truck. He's already out.
Yeah.
Have you seen that guy?
I have.
Yeah, he's got his big old monstrosity of a vehicle, and he likes to just drive through storms. It's kind of his bit. So he's in the area.
He's going to have a good summer with the Twister sequel.
He's like coming out to theaters. He's the modern-day version of, like, Jim Cantore, right? I mean, I don't know that. I don't want to cancel Jim Cantore. He's still where the weather is.
Sure.
But, or like, you know, like Al Roker, they used to send Al Roker to various, not severe weather events, but what kind of like weather events. They were like, here's where the weather in the country is happening today. It would be very difficult to be a national meteorologist, but you go where the weather is. And so now our best weatherman is on YouTube with a car that
looks like the Batmobile.
It looks like the Batmobile, exactly. Or some post-apocalyptic, you know, society or something like that. All right, so we'll keep an eye on that stuff. Thank you, Josh, for keeping all of our listeners informed.
Yeah, just saying, you know, a lot of other shows don't have a producer that would care about the audience in that way. Other shows are like, you know, if the listeners die, they die.
I think you're referring to all other shows but this one.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll also hear from Matt Rule today on the video stream.
Ooh.
We've learned how to do this again, and I'm kind of addicted to it.
Ooh.
I like helping out our people on the video stream.
Look at us adapting to new things.
So once again, now's the time. Join us over at the YouTube page or at 16. But actually, you know what? Preferably 1620thezone.com, and then one click away, there's the stream, and we're all right there. We are closer to a television show than we have ever been, Josh, right now.
Yep.
Soon enough, we will be just a television show.
And I'm going to have to get some Jim Nantz suits.
Maybe we're on your TV right now, in your living room, as you work from home because you're scared of tornadoes or something like that. Who knows? All right, welcome to a Friday show, everybody. We are just about 24 hours and 22 minutes away from the spring game. Now, I was wondering about this morning. Will toe meet leather at 11 o'clock? Or will toe meet leather at all? Matt Rule was a bit wishy-washy on special teams yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Didn't know how much special teams are. Last year they did the UFSL, UFL, XFL kickoff deal. That was kind of weird.
Wouldn't you want to practice the new kickoff rules in a game situation? Or no, that's the NFL that has a new kickoff rule.
They don't have new kickoff rules.
I'm sorry.
Their kickoff rules are the same. Josh has NFL brain.
I do.
It's okay.
I watched too much of the draft last night.
There was too much of the draft. Josh, it's 3 hours long. It's 4 hours long.
Even when it was boring towards the end, like I couldn't turn it off.
I felt like I needed to watch the whole thing. It was 11 o'clock.
Oh,
and I'm like,
gosh,
this thing started at 7. I wasn't there at the beginning. This thing started at 7?
I was.
And the coverage for it started at like 5?
Yeah.
That's a long television broadcast, Josh. Mm-hmm. As a long TV broadcast. Anyway, we'll have draft takes today. We'll ask, like everybody else, what in the world are the Atlanta Falcons doing? The thing that everybody thought was going to happen did indeed happen, with J.J. McCarthy going to the Minnesota Vikings, the Vikings trading up for him. So we'll have plenty of that coming up on the show today. Like I said, we'll hear
all
from
those mock trades that didn't happen.
Mock trades that didn't happen. But there were trades.
There were.
Just not the right ones that people predicted. Troy Dannon of the Memorial Stadium Project saying something actually substantial this time. mildly substantial anyway this time. Matt Rhule clarifying a couple things, talking about expectations for Saturday and expectations specifically for young Dylan as well. Also, I have in front of me, Josh, a because Keith Mann at the University of Nebraska sent out the little spring game kind of.
He's the man.
What did they call it? So, like, it wasn't a yearbook, but in the spring they gave you something to, like, in high school. What was it called? It was like a little insert. It looked like the yearbook, but it was only, like, 30 pages, and it just, like, honored all the spring sports teams. The spring something.
No.
That's what I have right now for Nebraska football in front
spring
of
me. Spring fling.
The spring. I can't come up with the word. Okay. Somebody will come up with it. But I'm looking at all of the attendances of every Nebraska football spring game ever.
Okay.
All right. Some are
some big numbers on that list, I bet.
Some are less exact than others. And so we'll play that game today. If you want to get in contact with the show and you need an icebreaker, send us your attendance guess for tomorrow. What might I mean that Josh, that's where you might have to put back up the weather graphic to really have a good understanding of what we're looking at tomorrow. But as I check my telephone right now, which I haven't thought about this nearly enough, I see 72 and cloud. 72. Okay. Oh, thank you. Spring supplement. Spring supplement. They gave you the spring supplement. That's what I have right now for Nebraska football. The spring supplement. Hmm. Last year, spring game attendance, 66,045. Very good. The year before that, 54,357. The year before that, 36,406. The year before that, there was not a game. Shout out COVID.
Forget.
The spring game all-time attendance record was set by Scott Frost's Nebraska Cornhuskers in 2018. Under his new leadership, there were 86,818 people that day. And that's when we realized for the first time that he canceled the tunnel walk. Aaron Durstad tweets into the show.
Hi, Aaron.
69,420 tomorrow.
Nice.
Seems like a little high.
But I'm glad we got it out of the way.
Be a little high.
A little high. Okay. It was so well delivered that I didn't even notice.
We'll take your attendance guesses throughout the show. We'll jump back into a few things from last night's draft, and of course get into our little preview of the spring game. Quick shout out, thanks to all of you who dropped by out at Oscars yesterday, and thanks to Oscars themselves.
Yeah.
What a great location. They went above and beyond for us
several different times.
When we ask for hot dog, they give us hot dog.
And I'm really glad they did.
I'm very, very glad they did. If you'd like to watch Nick claim that he can eat a hot dog in 10 seconds and then immediately understand that he was wrong, you can go check that out on our YouTube, or it's in 1620 the email, I believe, as well.
Wow.
No, maybe that was just the...
I believe it might be in 1620 the email later today.
Oh, a little preview of 1620 the email. A couple texts here. John.
Hi, John.
You guys watched 4 hours of the draft last night? That seems like a sicko move. Poll question. Is watching all 4 hours of the first round of the NFL draft a sicko move? I'm actually not sure it is.
I think it is.
Okay. All right. We might differ on this one. I mean, it's
as somebody
maybe just more people are sickos than we care to admit.
Is watching all 4 hours of the NFL draft a sicko move?
Yeah. Yeah, get that in there. All right, so that one's up at Happer Show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, which is where you could tweet into the show, or at Connor Happer there. Call or text 402-951-1620 on the 42 Degrees The Source hotline. Email Connor or Josh O at 1620thezone.com on the Equitable Bank Zone inbox, and of course watch us along on YouTube, as many people are 1620 the Zone TV, or conveniently located at 1620thezone.com. Brian Munson will join in 15 minutes. We'll talk recruiting. Nebraska got a couple mitts yesterday.
Sure did.
And they will have several visitors over the weekend, so we'll get the final list from him. BC, talk about spring game at 11:30, and a good old chat with our old friend Stephen M. Sipple of HuskerOnline.com in the noon hour. That's the lineup powered by the Rooferees at John Higgins Weather Guard. Mike here on the draft, on watching the draft.
Hi, Mike.
He says watching 4 minutes of the draft is a sicko move.
Don't watch
the draft or you're a sicko, Mike says.
I understand that take. I feel like the numbers are
a little low. We don't live in reality anymore. This is just this is the thing. We watch the draft. Everybody dresses up in their favorite NFL team's gear and they boo the commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Just had back surgery and we're booing him.
Yeah, boo the hell out of him.
He even had Eminem right next to him and they were still like, no, I see what you're doing here.
Nice try, buddy.
I see what you're doing.
Polly Walnuts writes in.
Hi, Polly.
When you have cold, hard cash on about 20 picks, you have to watch every single selection. Now, that might be a sicko move.
That's a Michael Severe move, it sounds like.
All right. We will come back. We'll talk about some of the draft takes from last night or what happened. Like, yes, what indeed are the Atlanta Falcons doing? All coming up on the Connor Happer Show. On a pre-spring game Friday here on 1620 The Zone.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.